come to.
This ain't nothing but
a tease. Watch. The bitch didn't do nothing. Then she just put wipes her hands in it.
That's a dick, right?
like, come on, no man. Skill. Alright, go ahead. I'm ready, man.
Ready, bro? You got this shit on your hat. That look crazy.
Oh, you good? You can't even tell, though, on screen.
You look good, though.
Look on the screen. It ain't even that noticeable.
Nah, for real.
Can't even tell.
Nah, yeah, you really can't. Alright, let's get it. Y'all ready?
Yep.
Alright. Hey, what it do, people? Episode 5 of the You Heard Me Cuz Pod. We back for y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? People. Correct that, people. I'm your host, the one and only El Juanito, a.k.a. Juan, a.k.a. Pun. To the right of me, got Big Bro, J Love, a.k.a. Big Papa, a.k.a. Why you cheesing like that? What's wrong with you? I'm not calling, matter of fact, I'm not calling Big Papa no more. I'm not calling you that no more. That's crazy. That's diabolical. I'm not calling you that no more. So, J Love, a.k.a. J. What?
DP.
That sound worse. All right, to the left of me, his intro's done. The man of a thousand talents, Jay. There you go. Shoot. To the left of me, I got the one only 5-foot assassin. So he says,
evening, bitches.
AKA E Money, AKA Munchkin. To the left of me, so man.
5-foot assassin is not worse than Big Papa.
Yeah, bro.
Calling nigga Big Papa. Come on.
5-foot assassin can mean a lot of things. Like, you could be like, this is, yo, he really a killer or something. You, like, yo. Oh, shit. God damn, bro.
You started out hot.
yeah, it went that. That went down.
Yeah, girl. We gonna get off the pole shit, but.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all be saying some wild shit, but.
You just said the shit, not us.
Bro, I ain't saying
it. You see, yeah, 5-foot assassin can mean a lot of things.
All right, man, we got another episode for y'all, man. You know, everybody had jokes and stuff, but, you know, it was a long week, and yesterday was game 3 of the finals, and, you know, big Hallie, man. Another game, Indiana took it, yeah, you know. Man.
Shout out to Haliburton.
Haliburton, for real. Mathurin stepped up.
I fell asleep in the game.
It sounds about right. It was a good game, though. It really was a good game. Shea was getting locked up a little bit in that fourth. And you know, the rest of the team, they ain't show up. I ain't gonna lie to you, they not like that on the road. They great team and all, but on the road, bro, nah, they couldn't deal with the atmosphere. Like, Jalen Williams passing up shots and shit. I'm like, yeah, they not built for it. So
they play too fast for him, man. You seen by like the 5 minutes in the fourth, these niggas is tired,
yeah.
Niggas is down on their knees,
yeah. Like, nah, like, for real,
insane.
It was a good game, though. I had I watched the entire game to the end because you never know with Pacers and OKC, motherfuckers start hitting crazy shots and then they take the dub. But that shit was a good game, and I think the shit going 7. Everybody said it was going 5 and 6. Well, I think y'all niggas is stupid because that shit looking like it's going 7. I don't see Pacers losing the rest of the series. So out. So yeah, we gonna see what's going on the rest of the games. How's niggas week though?
Game 4 is crucial though.
Game 4.
Yeah. To me, that's because if they tie it up, it's like it's still an even series. But Pacers go up 3-1.
Yeah, it's wraps.
Raps.
How's niggas weeks, man? I know it's hot. It got hot as shit this week, boy. This boy's out there big. Y'all see, he look a little darker.
Yeah. And they ready shit, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You look real Dominican now. Call that nigga Juan Soto. That's his new nickname, Juan Soto. Arriba.
Problem.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just saying, you really, bro.
You ain't like going from yellow to orange.
Orange is the new black.
Fucking Morenos, I tell you.
Okay. But nah, man, you know, it's getting sunny outside, it's hot, everybody driving and everybody going to the shore. I can't, you know, I came here and, bro, it was everybody going to the shore, bro. I'm like, damn. Like,
shout out to the motherfuckers that ain't got to go to work.
They ain't got to go to work. Like, damn, I ain't know that many people only work 4 days a week because it ain't even Friday yet. And y'all already going to the beach. And shout out to y'all, man. Must be nice. Shit. Damn. But nah, man. You know what's
good? Nah, you know what's great? I didn't know how many bitches is bartenders now.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Nah, man.
Oh, shit.
It's like, yo, every girl bartend.
Yeah, they do it on the side, or that's their main job for until they go to
this
their main job until they go to school. Nah, for
real. I mean, I'm not the hustle, but it's like I was taking a shit earlier, and I'm looking at the Instagram, and I'm like, beach, 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 and then they post a little nod of money, whatever. And I'm like, five of y'all bartend? Like, I seen five of them pull. I'm like, damn.
If you cute and you a bartender, you making dough.
Nah, for real. I know, you know, remember that story that night, you know, you went to the bar, the girl was like, you leave it now because I'll hear or something like that. This nigga Jay was about to snap. I said, oh my God.
Girl, big girl grabbed
me. And we knew it, Oh my God, let's tell that story. Hold on. We got a funny story starting off the pod. So we
almost got kidnapped.
Shout out the cuz, man. We always out, man. All the family, all the cousins, Steve, Rail, all of us, man. We was at a bar, you know, how bar hopping single to mile. And all I know is this girl, this big drill kept trying to holler at my bro. I'm peeping. I'm like, he tried not to show her no attention. So we talking about we going to the next spot. This nigga had his phone like this. Next thing you know, his phone just disappeared out of his hands. Well, almost disappeared out of his hands. Nigga snatched his phone back out of the girl's hand. I said, you ain't had to do that. That's wild as hell. Girl was just trying, you know what I'm saying? Even if you wasn't going to respond
bitch,
to her.
Don't touch my phone.
It was wild.
But I played it cool. I played it cool as long as I could play it cool, man.
Nah, bro.
Like, I'm staring at you. You're staring at me, and we're looking at each other. I'm like, yeah, I know you see this. And then I'm like, I'm moving closer to you, and she's getting closer to me. I'm like, damn, there. We all shoulder to shoulder now. So I'm like, we in Bojo's too. It got hot quick. Like, she big like us. So I'm like, yo, I feel the body heat. Now I'm getting mad because I'm starting to sweat. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo. So I got my phone in my hand. I'm singing. I'm rapping the song. And you know, my phone go like this. So I look. She took my phone. So before she could go all the way here, I took it with two fingers. So she went like that. I took the two fingers, took it back. Said, yo, bro.
But no, man, but it was wild because he said, where we at? Where we going? You can't do that.
And I was so bent that night. Y'all told me about it. I don't even remember nothing that happened.
Nah, that shit. That was one of the nights for real. But nah, that's a classic right there. Every time I look at the memory of my phone, that's the first thing I had. Big George shot my pro phone, nigga snatching out her hand. I was fucked up. But that bitch need love too, Greg. Like, come on, bro. You didn't have to do that, man.
But it wasn't even that. It's just like, I was respectful the whole time. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, you was. You ain't saying nothing.
She took it too far by taking my phone out of my hand. Like, okay, I see you looking at me. Cool, thank you. I'll give you a head nod. I might give her like a little.
Yeah.
She just sitting there like this. I'm like,
big girls be aggressive. Man. When they want something, they want something.
They look at you like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, nigga. I like shit. I want you.
Nah, but you know what it is?
No, the hard way. Choice is yours.
They see me and be big and be like, oh, you know, I'm the guy that automatically take one for the team. No.
No. Yo, like, I hate that too. Motherfuckers put you in that situation.
They be like, yo, I got somebody for you. No, you don't.
No, you know who
for me? The bitch you like is for me.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, y'all know who I am. I'm a big nigga, but you know, I'm like big bitches. I'm just, hey, I ain't no shade, you know. Hey, I love y'all, you know, but I'm like, my size on another woman. hold on, I'm just being real. And I remember, I ain't gonna say cuz name, but we was going out somewhere. She like, I got a friend, cuz, that, you know, I'll put you on to. I'm like, word, say less. I'm like, all right, cuz, she, you know, cuz be around some solid dudes. I'm like, all right, bro. Yeah. All I know, she showed me a picture. You remember when Smokey saw which golf ball up? And Friday said, ain't nothing. She said, what's up? Not a damn thing. That's exactly how I was. I said, I got, I ain't gonna lie, cuz, what the fuck is wrong with you? I don't ever do shit like that again. What the fuck is wrong with you, dog? I might disown you now. But nah, seriously, like, you know, I hate when dudes put you in that situation. Like, all right, I'm a big dude, bro, but don't put me with an old colossal giant that, come on, man, don't do no shit.
I go hook you up with the little sister that's bigger than the big sister.
Yeah, you go hook me up with Baby D while you go get, like, come on, dog. This is crazy.
I don't know, man. Like, see, it's a difference. It's different versions of big. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's sloppy big. And then it's just thick.
Yeah.
There's three different versions to it. Now, if you got that little kangaroo pouch shit, I can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It depends, man. Really do.
But if you dick, like, you know what I mean, bowl of grits or something like that, you know what I mean? What's big to the next man might be small to me.
Yeah.
But that shit in Bojo's wasn't it, nigga. And when she grabbed my phone, I was like, yeah, I gotta leave. Cause you, I mean, you don't took it to the point of taking a nigga phone.
All right, my bad, people. We had some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, man.
All right, we back. We back, nigga?
Yep.
He's gone.
Yeah, that nigga, he's drinking his little baby bottle.
Saucy.
Oh. Sassy.
Sassy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, yo, did y'all see this nigga? Did y'all see Kyrie? It was like, y'all going to stop talking about my boy Cat. That ain't nice. Or we don't Jersey. We don't do that. Nah, we do that. You talking gay like this, sassy like that? We gonna say so. Kyrie though, it's crazy. He a streamer now. Crazy like this nigga just full blown streaming and shit. So my bad, people. Man, your boy messed up sometimes with the audio. You know, still getting better at this. You want to start where we left off with the big Jones, or you want
to
move?
Go to the next one.
All right. So, you know, boy Diddy, something came out about the dealer again. They said he, hold on. I'm going to be real. This was wild. They said he orchestrated, Yeah, I want to see what you say. You still free Diddy. And this is why he need to go to jail for this. He orchestrated a role play where one dude was Shaq, one was Jordan, and one was Kobe. You cool with that? That's your man?
That nigga triangle dick offense.
Yo,
That's crazy, yo.
Triangle dick offense.
This shit ain't running a triangle. Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm going to be real, yo. That is the most diabolical thing I've ever heard, yo. He said, yo, imagine telling the dude, yo, we about to do this. Yo, bro, you be Shaq, I be Jordan, you be Kobe. Like, fuck. Like, what?
Back me down the post, baby.
Remember when Meek was in the pool? Yeah, daddy. That nigga was Shaq. He was Shaq.
Free Diddy, man.
Yo. Still?
You can't go to jail for being a freak.
That hey, right. So if you're saying free Diddy, you saying free Kels?
Yeah, free Kels.
Y'all know how I feel about that, though.
What you mean how I feel about that?
Like,
whoa.
Don't get us.
Yeah, bro. Hold on. Hey, GTA. How you feel about it in GTA?
Nah, like. About who, Diddy or Kels?
Kels.
I feel like,
well, don't say nothing.
They all, that era was different. Now, you gotta look at the whole situation. Some people sign their kids off. Some people, like, the world acts like they were like kidnapping people and holding them hostage and all this other, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you can go date a girl and you're 50. Go date a girl 40, 45. I get it. You can. But like we said on episode 1 and 2, how many times were in high school where you'll be in class with a girl, but she go talk to the older dude?
Now you're right.
You get what I'm saying? Older but I feel like it's more frowned upon for the man. This is my thing. Now, I'm not saying everything that somebody do like Diddy and Kels is right. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the double standard.
There's a double standard. For
it's
sure.
A double standard with that age shit because you have younger women who always date up. Like, that's just how it goes. Women always date the older nigga.
But yeah. It's frowned upon always, if it's out the way.
But
around.
It's frowned upon. They say, oh, the man is, oh, she's easy to manipulate or she's easy to control. But women go like that type. They go like the older, older dude. So it's like.
But Kels, Kels must be 14-year-old. That nigga wild.
Kels, 30 and 40.
Then
he changed his kid to a stud because he didn't want to look at his own kid like, damn, my kid kind of look good. I need you to start dressing like a boy. I'm just being real.
There's some stuff that is wild. Yes, they are wrong. Yes, but what I'm saying is, like I said, I play devil's advocate. That's just what I do. I look at the whole situation like, especially, all right, like us. Now, 30, y'all in your mid-20s.
Damn.
I'm in my late-20s.
You 30?
Late. But let's be real. Would you prefer to do what I used to do back in my day, go date a 40-year-old? Or would you want to go
Yes. That's me though.
Yeah.
I'm saying if the woman weren't, if the water wasn't tainted, if it wasn't sexy red and all that wild shit, be realistic. Would you take the young joint that got the
depends in
the
how gym? Young she is though.
I'm talking about, we talking about just the overall aspect of fucking with.
Yeah.
Would you take the
yeah, of course.
No say you like no saggy titties and all yeah, that. Of course. You know what I mean? So,
but it's like
I kind of understand it because as a man, that younger dude that used to be, like I said, I was 19 dating a 36-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm getting experience of dealing with a grown woman, but at the same time, I'm getting the experience of dealing with an older woman, like mm-hmm. where shit ain't all tight, shit ain't all, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Then you get the fucking with that young shit. That
I ain't gonna lie, you've been around. You was all over age brackets. Except yeah. I'm not y'all. You know, no young underage shit. But I mean like old. I'm talking about old too. I'm talking about some of you. I'm not trying to put your business out.
That nigga's a whoremonger.
some of y'all little niggas' moms.
First of all,
they got lied up.
First of all, I'm a victim.
You can't play that card though. The only reason I say you can't play the card because you a lot of times you was the initiator of it. You started.
Not really.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Somehow. I got a choosing signal and I acted on the choosing signal.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man,
that symbol came up in the sky and it boom, there I am.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I got a story about the Kel shit I was telling E this weekend. So all you know,
for the record. Under 18, that's kind of wild.
Yeah,
under 21 yeah. is kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you in your later years, and you still, I feel like as you get older, older.
Women got OnlyFans at 18 now.
Nah, but and that's crazy. You shouldn't be able to, that's wild. But
where's the 21?
No, I think it's 18.
It's 18, right? Because it's legal age.
I so think.
You got a young girl in there 18 playing with her pussy. From dudes that send them money.
Yeah.
It's the world. Like I said, the world is wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wild. But nah, yeah, if she under 21, you kind of wild.
I feel like the
21 age, and up, fair game.
I feel like the
21 age, to tell you don't look good no more.
No, I feel like as you get older, the age should get older. For like, real. Nah, but like, if you 50, you shouldn't mess with no 21. Your lowest should be.
But all right, this is another thing too. You got to look at it from the perspective of being a regular Joe Schmo and somebody where you walk in a room and
everybody's
rubbing their body to you. It's a difference.
No, you're right. It's a difference. See, that's where self-control come in though.
Yeah.
You gotta have some self-control. That's the problem with these motherfuckers. They don't have self-control.
I lose control and I'm a regular dude.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if, like I said, like Chris Brown, like you got it. 95% of the women, if they had a chance to cheat with Chris Brown, they would do it.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You see how they were doing at this concert? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so then, that
when
thread
on that level though.
That thread, not to cut you on, that thread of that girl when she was on there talking about my man dumped me because how I took a picture with him. If you got your body propped up on his knee, he grabbing your ass. I'm not fucking with you no more. I bought you tickets for you to go there and be a hoe. No, first of all, you wild for buying. I would never buy my girl tickets to
Nah, man.
Chris Brown.
But this
concert,
is my thing. This is the thing that I'm talking about with women. And I'm not bashing women because I love women. Clearly, I love women because what y'all just said. But my thing is this. A man that be like, nah, like, I don't care if he's a celebrity or not. He got a dick. You sassy and insecure because you don't want to buy her the ticket.
Yeah,
that's how it's flipped on us. Like, everything's flipped on us to fuck with
it's
your
two
ego.
Sides,
and
yeah.
All. Yeah, nah.
It's two sides of it.
Crazy as hell.
You're pussy. Niggas is either insecure or gay. Every time niggas stand up for themselves, either insecure or gay.
It's like
I'm insecure because this nigga singing and your pussy getting wet.
What?
Yeah, you tripping.
It's like the meme with Rick Ross when he got his shirt off, put that shit back on, and went live with Liz. Was it Lizzo? Whatever. Got her shirt off. Oh, she's embracing her beauty. Like it's really like that when niggas like, nah, you can't complain or feel the type of way. But if it's a female, it's a power.
It's just us. The world is always gonna be double standards, man.
It's always gonna be, and it's not saying it's not double standards on our side versus the woman's side too. But
and that's my thing. People, like you said, I was just having this debate with somebody about the no kids and marriage thing I posted on my story. We was having a debate, and I said,
I don't watch happy stories.
Niggas are But we were debating it, and I told her, like, you can't be mad at me because I learned how to use the double standards in my favor, just like y'all have. Like, the marriage thing.
You a clickbait motherfucker. You know that, right? You be clickbaiting like a motherfucker. No, because you knew what you was doing with that. You knew it was going to be...
No, but I really feel that type of way, though. No, I know. About this all the time,
but it was a clickbait thing, though. You know it was.
Nah, because I really be having debates with people. They be like, oh, you hurt. Nah, because they be like, oh, you hurt. Who hurt you? This and that. Like, I'm really healed. I really am, bro. Bro, we just talked about it.
Nah, crazy. You good. You
like,
right.
I'm really good. Like,
nigga said I'm really healed.
Yo.
Nah, I'm really good. Like, and that's why I don't want to do it, because I am. But that was the argument I was having with him. Like, yo, I learned. I'm 30. I have a career. I have other shit going on. I don't have any kids. I have the world. I have the world in my hand. And like, I earned the right to have pre-selection.
No, you did. You just like they do.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, women, they're gifted that. They're gifted.
Yeah, because we have to chase.
Yeah, but then we gotta go. We have to be something.
Yeah.
You can't just be a nobody and just going through the world. No, yeah. You have to be known and be good at something.
Yeah.
You
feel and what I'm even saying? And even if that something is not something to them, you still
you have to be a somebody.
Yeah.
You have to create something for yourself.
Yeah.
Whether you know them from working, you somebody from working out, working hard, scamming something. You gotta be known for something. But it's just, I understand that. It's like. Like I told, like I was arguing with the person, I'm like, yo, what am I getting now that I'm not going to get later if I do it?
Yeah.
I'm getting the same thing.
Yeah.
Now you're right. Oh, they're going to love you. You're supposed to love me now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But.
Nah, but that, man, that's the thing with relationships. It's like, The only unconditional love you're going to get is from your kid or maybe your mom. But you know, you're not going to get that from a girl you're fucking with, man. It's not.
It's not going to be unconditional. She may love you, but it's going to be conditions.
Yeah.
It's going to be conditions.
Close that vent, E.
I'm a little tipsy. I got to grab me water.
Close that vent. So you got to grab your water?
Yeah.
Just like slide it. You see the little slide thing?
I got it. He can't reach it.
Oh, God. You know, little nigga syndrome. No. On the vent right there. Back. Where you looking? You see that little thing you push? Yeah, pull it. There you go. That should be.
You know I got the sauce. You know I'm saucy.
Yo, you know you're a little nigga. You know you're a little nigga when your shoes pop off. You try to do something.
Tipsy. Start singing Rihanna.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's crazy? I was going to tell
you. You hear what this nigga just said?
Nah, Rihanna drop a new album, man. ASAP gonna leave her alone.
He's popping babies out right
that
now.
That nigga ASAP is not giving her no time.
I do
topic.
The same thing, ASAP. I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah,
that was almost Smiles Bowl.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. What Drake said was real, though, that nigga said, only time niggas talk about you is when you have another kid again or you got
another kid. Yeah, but he wanted to do the same thing with Rihanna.
Yeah, nah, for real. That nigga got buried. I'll never forget that.
That nigga weird with it, dog.
That nigga got buried. Remember that nigga went on there? I love
like him. He just filed an 18-year-old from the streaming
That was wild. That was wild.
I better not see y'all talking about Lil Drake and he do the same shit R. Kelly and Drake.
That's my point. They pick and choose. That's pick my and choose. Thing. You can't pick and choose, bro. You can't pick and choose.
Oh, she's 18. That's different. She's still a baby.
Hold on. I got a funny story about the Kel shit I was telling this nigga. So I'm in North Philly. You know, that's Lil Puerto Rico. Lil Havana or whatever. So I'm driving or whatever, right? And I'm pull up on the side of me. She cheesing. I'm cheesing back. I'm like, all right. She probably ain't know no English. You know, they don't know. I'm cheesing whatever. So it went from I was listening
barely
to
barely know English.
That's fucked up. You gotta say I'm dumb.
He's speaking swine.
Yo, I don't even eat this.
He speak pig Latin.
Alright, fuck y'all niggas.
Good, my bad.
Fuck y'all niggas, man. But nah, so you know, whatever, I'm on the side and it went from Pusha T to Kels. I'm cheesing. I'm like, what's up, and all you hear is my mind's telling me no. So I'm like, oh my god, I know my phone ain't just do this to me, nigga. Because you know that's the thing now. Nobody can listen to, you know, you can't listen to. I don't care. Mean, I still got Kels in my playlist.
Man, I Kels. Play Bodies Calling every fucking night.
Every night.
Every night.
That is a horny. this is a sick Negro.
This is a sick Negro.
You play
Send help.
You play that shit every night for real. Yo. Yo, I feel bad.
I ain't gonna lie, I pulled up to work today listening to Faith Evans. George looked at my window like this. I pulled up listening to I Love You. So I backed up. He had a window crack.
That damn song.
I had my window cracked. He had his window cracked. So he was leaning back in his seat. George leaned up like this, stared at me, and just shook his head, put his head back like this.
Like, that's my shit. That is that work, though.
I love you.
That's my shit. Don't get this thing started.
Yeah.
He get diabolic, start ripping his shirt off. He ain't got too many tank tops left.
I don't do that no more, man. I'm changed, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, you've been doing good with that. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man. R. Kells, man, I still listen to that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Just because he did what he did, that don't mean his music, his body of work, is all interpreted different.
That underage shit is wild, though.
No, it is wild. It's completely wild. You gonna say Free Kells, too?
You know what's wilder, though?
Hold on, you gonna say Free Kells?
You know what's wilder, though? What? Your man was sucking a lollipop.
Yeah.
Hey, man. What your favorite rapper. What that Twitter account say? He said, no flavor, no nothing, just for the love of the game. That shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's not my favorite rapper, though.
Yeah,
that's
his man. Yeah.
Nigga, you've been a Cardi advocate for I don't know how long.
He had all them piercings. And in the video, he was like, I said, man.
Why you just spin the... What was that?
That's how I did the reel. Like, when they played it, I just went like that to my phone.
Like, you swipe right like you liked it, nigga.
That's your man's
in it. Nah, listen. I don't condone none of the weird stuff. I only say Cardi, you know.
Suck the iced out lollipop.
Bro, I don't know. That's not. I don't know. Listen, I got PTSD. I don't remember a lot of shit. And I don't remember that. No, I remember that. That was crazy. And I don't condone that. That's weird. That's wild. Then he was walking outside. His pants sagging so low, his shit fell. And the nigga picked him up for him. I said, come on. Why you let another nigga pick your pants up? I said, this is. It's wild shit after wild shit.
I got you, big bro. Yeah, that's it. Wild.
Oh, shit. You know, funny thing I seen is they had a reel where a dude was going up talking to a girl and he pantsed him. Yeah. Boy pantsed him. And it's like,
he had no drugs.
Bare ass. And then the dude cut the clip and was like, now I understand why YF Melly did it. I kind of understand that too. Why you going to pants me when I'm talking to the joint?
Bro, that shit, old niggas, man. I don't know. That BET though was tough though. That war show.
Nah, I ain't lie. That was the best. BET
that was yo was. Kevin Hart, man. He was on there. Oh, Kevin Hart, the clips I seen and everything. I ain't watch it, but like the clips I seen, having Kai BET and Drewski out there. That shit was funny as hell. Like
we had a lot of time. A decade, with you, nigga. Who? To be watching clips.
Bro, I'll be on the road, bro. I gotta occupy my time doing. Bro, you know how, bro. I'll be on the road.
He works so hard, but he got time to watch clips.
I mean, you know, you got to find time to have a life a little bit. And I mean, at least I can look at some
you
of
at
my...
work, motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't got no, yeah. You right. Nigga, I know you ain't talking. Yeah, you ain't got no life when you at work.
Think I contemplate killing myself. It's like,
nah, man, like...
So, you know what? Trouble on the scaffold. Give me that bad.
I ain't gonna lie. That is wild when you hate your job or you work so much that you start thinking about ways to get on disability. You be like, damn, if I trip over right now.
Nah, I thought about that shit one time.
That's crazy.
One time, the scaffold went right. I thought about it.
Yeah, man, I'm going to just let this scaffold.
Nah, but you know what? The people I work for, I fuck with them. So I just, I mean, I thug it out. But so I be having my days, though.
Well, I don't. So, yeah, my boss just hit me up today. He was like, "Yeah, man, thank you for your service. We gave you $1, bro. I drop a bomb every day. You gave me $1 raise after driving a bomb."
Wait a minute. So he gave you $1 raise, but then he threatened to take your safety thing because.
Oh, yo, I'm telling you,
he was having a bad day.
He was having no. They just don't. They try to, they overseers. Like they try to make y'all listen, boy. I told your ass about that shit. Stop doing it, or you go. Like that's how they talk to
that's
you.
That's how they was Amazon. Niggas was clocking. I remember it was a new what the fuck you call her? I don't know. She wanted a manager. Anyway, she came over from a different center. This bitch was timing. I was in the bathroom. I was in the shitter. This bitch is timing how long I was taking the shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie. When I heard Cuz got that, what was that employee of the week draw?
I kept getting it and getting no benefits.
Cuz was the master box slayer.
For real, for real. Cuz was launching them boxes telling to the truck. Yo, they was gonna make you a manager, right?
No, they wanted to. I said no.
But you know what it was? Going through that dark time and just appreciating having a job.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, damn, it ain't the best, but shit, I gotta thug it out. I do what I gotta do. It will make you work harder.
And I ain't gonna lie, though. That's smart what that lady did, because shout out my boy Lynn. When nigga, I used to work at that warehouse. I don't remember the name of the place. I think it was called Jet. And I used to tell you, we used to take bathroom.
Nigga thought he's at Christian Creed.
Oh, yeah, I used to do the same thing.
I used to take bathroom breaks. He used to be sitting in his stall just on the phone.
Yeah, so like on the phone, yeah. I wouldn't even take the shit.
I'll be in there like this. Yep. I hear they come in, turn around.
Yep.
Turn everybody back up. All right, yo, what's up? Yo. Like, yo, I used to be in there for like 40 minutes. They used to be like, yo, why are your numbers so low? I don't know. I'm trying hard. I'm trying so hard. I don't understand this.
Niggas, I'll run it up. In the last couple hours.
Do that. Huh? I ain't running shit up. I would come back. They'd be like, yo, you got like 20 items you got pitched in like with so amount of time. Or I'd be like five.
That'd take the heat off you, because like, all right, well, this nigga's actually doing his shit.
Yeah.
Once you go to the last 2 hours, now I'm bullshitting. I go to the bathroom every like 30 minutes.
Yo.
Can't hold me.
Yo, you know, it was just crazy, like working in those warehouses and stuff.
The box slayer.
I slays the boxes. working in those warehouses, like I said, it's a different humbling type of feeling, because seeing niggas that's like 60, and they like, yeah, man, we got to get to it, dog, get to it. I'm like, nigga, we getting paid $10 an hour. Get to what? Bro, I don't even want to be here. Like, yo, and that's a humbling, because then you see, like, damn, this man got 40, 50 years on me. He ain't here grinding, but it's like, damn, like, it's people at that point in their life, you thinking they're supposed to be on their last day. You know, I ain't going to say last days, that's wild. But their last stretch of working, but they really just, it's like kind of, they just kind of starting some of them.
Man, it's,
or they starting over, like it's
really
crazy.
It really shows you like, yo, man, like everybody, yeah, we all got our walks of life. We all got, you know, everybody got their own different cultures and shit. Like everybody is struggling, or everybody has, everybody trying to just make it, man. Like I was... Yo, I used to be cruel with this. It was a 40-year-old white dude, and he used to take me to his crib. We smoked weed. He had we grew cannabis in the back of his yard.
Yeah,
I didn't know this nigga from Canopy. He just got mad fly. Nigga, he introduced me to his wife and his kids and everything.
It's crazy.
Cool as shit.
Well, he could probably sense the genuineness though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's probably what it was.
Cause he worked at Amazon.
Yep.
Because he took you to meet his wife.
Yeah, cause first
that's number one.
Yeah,
he trusts you. He bring you around his
wife. Hell yeah, I'm sitting there
I think make him bring you around his kids. He bring you around. His
I was a little weary. I'm like, but he was cool as fuck.
That shit crazy, man. I said,
no. Why is it? Man, that's another thing. Yeah. I don't know. Nah, it's real shit though. I feel like us black people, like when you get cool with like Caucasians and shit, and they with their wives and all that, and you come. Why the first thing we feel like they want us to fuck somebody? Like, I don't know why I feel like that.
Because we...
I feel like, yo.
I mean, because
they're like, oh, Doc J, come on, you big motherfucker. Come here. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, why you grab your arm like that?
Yeah. Come meet my sugar dog or my sugar lady. Well, all right.
Like, no, give him a hug. I'm like, why? Nigga, the handshake is fun. Like, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
No, give him a hug. Come on, come inside. No. Like, you know what I mean?
She's just so free.
And she's so nice. She's like, come on in.
Yeah.
And she stare at you. I'm like,
yeah.
All right. Then the husband be like, my wife got a smoking hot body, right? Nigga, what? Why you ask me that?
No, this is white people are so free.
They're so, they just don't.
Like, I'm saying, like, it was a couple white dudes I was cool with, but they were like, they're so free and so open that I'm like, all right, nigga. Like, this nigga be like, yo, you ever had a nose candy, bro? I'm like, no.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, I said, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's a nose candy? He said, bro, you know what a nose candy is. I'm like, yeah, I know, bro. What the fuck's a nose candy?
He's like, I know you got some more. Give me some.
Yeah.
Sell me a blow.
Send me a bag. Nah, that's
this wild. Niggas be coked up before they get to the job, but niggas be cool as hell. Nah,
yo, that's one thing. Life taught me how familiar people are with coke.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nah, craziest thing when I worked at the warehouse with this dude, we used to always argue. His name was Ron. He was an old black dude. I said blackhead, black dude. He smoked black and mild. Smelled like black and mild all the time. That's how you knew the nigga was. So the nigga, he was cool though. He did time, whatever. So we used to always argue. He was a what? What? What'd you say? What?
You remember that jaw? Remember that jaw started kicking it with? I told you, hey. He was like, yo, nah, I mean, I ain't gonna say no names, but you gonna remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We was talking, whatever. And I got mad that one day. He's like, nigga, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Cuz I was chilling with her. She lit a black and mild.
Dog,
you remember who I'm talking about?
Yo,
what the hell happened to me too, man?
I look like this. Like she put it out because she seen the way I looked at it.
Oh, I think
it.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
She like she lit it and I looked at her sideways. Like we in a car. I'm like, all right. She about to smoke. You know what I mean, smoke her nuts or something. Man, I seen the wood tip. I said,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh nah.
Yeah.
I did a dress. Yo, let me out.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Oh, you know, shout out on Kev. He told me one day, he said, one thing you listen to me, if you ever talk to a girl that smoked black and mild, just dub her. And I'm like, damn, I'm like, why?
Nah, shorty was cool, everything there. Bro, it's our people's family, but she lit that black and mild, bro. Couldn't do it.
Yo, that shit happened to me before, too. Spanish joint. And we kicking it. She in my room, we chilling. She was like,
she smoked one of your room?
She was like, I can't like this black and mild in your room. I said, no, the fuck you can't. You better get outside with that shit.
Bitch, get out of here for a kick.
Yo, black and mild Newport like this. Like, if you light a Newport or you light a black and mild, I'm like, come on, man.
Honestly, but you know, it's another either thing. One you can't light around.
You know what's another thing?
I don't like pie.
Nah, this is another thing. Older women with them cigars, that shit disgusting too. I don't know what it is, like the older woman wanting to smoke cigars. I guess it's giving boss bitch vibes.
Nothing but a big bogey. What the fuck it is? You get the same nigga team 10 times more. Like, what the fuck?
They be smoking cigars and be like, you like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, that's diabolical. Listen, if
it's older women that widowed and
yeah,
done with relationships and all that, they'd be on Facebook talking about men and all that. Bro, they'd be smoking cigars and shit, and they'd be like, I know your dick sucks, spit, stink.
Mm.
It gotta stink.
What did this nigga? This nigga's crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, man.
It gotta stink.
Yeah, but nigga, that's the first thing.
Imagine, bro, you a girl smoke a cigar at the bar, and she go to give you head.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
You know how that smell, bro? Come on, bro. Yeah. That's just disgusting.
I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, same thing with black balls, though.
You
like,
wonder why guys just want to bend me over. They don't want to kiss me. Yeah, I don't want to kiss you either. For real.
Get your man.
Put the black and miles down. Put the Newports down. Put the cigars down, man.
That shit is diabolical.
Yeah, women smoking cigars now.
Damn.
But now I remember I was about to eat this girl's pussy, and I pulled the pants down, and the pussy looked like Angus beef.
I got a story for that one.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, that was crazy. But since he brought that up, I got a story with. And niggas, when I say this story, people watch, they know. This drawing, we used to. What?
Time out. Yo, y'all ever. Nah.
Just wait. Let me get this story out. So this drawing. Yo, this is I know you might say some wild shit, but this drawing,
I'm sweating.
Yo, this drawing, I ain't gonna say her name, but she got actually a great following now. That's what's crazy is that she's like insta famous model. No, for real, she moved to Florida, everything. I said, and y'all niggas know, I never forget when she was like trying to gas herself up. We was all at my boy crib. And we all there, her and a couple of friends. She trying to gas herself up. So we like, bitch, with the wife stunting you. Like, you know, a bitch just got, shut up. Like, so she gas herself up. She like, well, I don't care. Y'all niggas is scared because my man like my ground beef pussy. I said,
wow.
Yo, I said,
I ain't gonna lie.
I said, what?
I got a confession. It's the confession part of the episode.
Go ahead.
So remember how you just said you was about to eat the pussy?
Oh, this nigga done did some nasty shit.
you're with the girl, eat a bitch out, whatever, and you see like her clip is like bad fat. Like, look at your face. I'm like, man, I ain't doing this, bro. I'm sorry. That's a dick. Like, I'm not fucking doing it, bro.
Nope.
I'm not doing it. Like, why your clit so fat? Like, for real, for real. Like, this is two of my thumbs. Like, why? No, bro. Can't do it. I got weird shit, bro. I got weird shit. Like, girls think it's all about body, not with me.
Mm-mm.
Not with me. I smell your hair, all types of shit.
Yep.
Like, if your hair stink, nope.
Yo, you know, like, what, you know what's crazy?
You know, hey, what's, I did ask you up. Nah.
You know what's even crazy? Yeah. From, like, older movies, too, I got things from older movies. Like, you remember Boomerang, where Eddie was like, if I see a bitch, yeah, bitch feet, turn me off. I got the same thing. If your feet and your toes look, it's automatic turn off. It's like, bitch, you don't take care of your feet. I know you don't take care of down there. You don't take care of your feet. A woman's feet is like they most, like, you know, I'm not saying I got foot fetish, because I know
they sound like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I got foot fetish, cause, you know, like you like but feet. It's just the fact of, like, you know, a woman that take care of their feet and they, you know, stuff like that. That's all. I'm not saying you got to get your all your feet and all that.
Well, some girls, you know, they don't wear sandals and shit. They wear Jordans, Air Forces, and shit like that. And so they hide their feet.
Yeah, and if I never seen you with no, like, listen, but I can't say that because our moms is like that. Our mom's feet ain't ugly. Or nothing.
See, mom got hard working feet.
She got athlete's foot. Her ACL is goddamn going. Her ACL is going. Yo, one day.
She got concrete ankles.
One day we was walking somewhere. I swear to God, mommy, she made a stitch. Oh, I said, oh shit. My mom tore ACL.
Yeah,
she got
damn, and don't got fashion human knees, yo.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Crazy. Yo. She gotta wear knee pads, man.
Hi, D Rose.
Mom be like, shit. You better stop.
I'm sorry, mom, I love you.
No, I love you. Mom be like, don't make me cool there. You can't move. Your knees is buckling. Let me stop. I'm sorry. Yo, we all know we dickheads. So, like, this nigga dad, our uncle, he paraplegic. This nigga used to always be like, oh, don't make me cool. Yo, this nigga used to be. Y'all think this nigga a nice guy?
I'm a nice guy.
No. We used to be younger. Shout out our uncle, man. We love him. This nigga, our uncle used to be like, I'm going to come over there and whoop your ass. And he in a wheelchair and shit. He be like, all right, come on. Eric will walk off. I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo, this nigga's a dickhead.
Nah,
but you know what's crazy? My mom was a dickhead, though.
Yeah, you were forgetting. And then he would get you.
That nigga would.
This nigga trapped me in the corner.
I
remember one time, I knew my skate routes. I knew I had the door unlocked or something, so the nigga would come, you know. I got the door unlocked, I'll go my door. Yeah, you can't catch me now, nigga. But my mom, one time she caught that, my mom blocked the door. She was like, bitch. Got fucked up right there and then.
Yo, I remember because he used to tell me, like, okay, Eric's getting mad at me. He'd be like, nigga, just walk away. I'm like, nigga, what? He's like, man, nigga, just walk away. So Gary one time was like, you dropped this shit? Nah, I ain't dropping. Yeah, you did. Come here. I'm like, all right, I'll walk the way, right? Nigga caught me later. I swear that nigga has the tightest grip ever. That nigga gripped me up. That nigga gripped me up from the chair. I said, all right. I said, oh, my bad. He like, yeah, stop playing. So that was my experience learning. But this nigga, when he told me that, I was like, yo, anytime you piss this nigga off, walk away. Then I got old enough, you know how I am. I'm a asshole. So that nigga, he talk crazy to me. I'm like, all right, nigga, I'll leave your chair uncharged. Keep talking to me.
I remember the weekend after Grandpa knocked me out.
Oh, that was crazy.
He laughed in my face.
Yo, when Grandpa knocked him out, I said, yo, he really just knocked my brother out. That was crazy.
Fucking with his brother, yo.
Yo.
You know what's crazy, bro? It wasn't my fault. I kept asking, yo.
Shout out to Deshaun.
Shout out to Diddy
the Dragon. Yo, I had no, yo, I had... They had no problem with me being out long as they can get in touch with me.
Yeah.
Bro, my phone died. Mm-hmm. I'm telling Trevor, I'm telling your brother, Josh. It was Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh was there. Art was there. I'm like, yo, I need a charger. Cuz, we gonna get you a charger. They in there trying to mess with the white girl. You know what I mean? Do their little thing. I am too, but I'm like, yo, let me, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I need a charger.
Like, you were the youngest one, so.
You know, 3 hours went by. They done passed out, drunk, all that. I'm like, I'm pacing, because I know it's time. Man, we pulling up to your house. I'm looking in the driveway. Remember y'all had that big-ass light?
Yeah.
Yo, so I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. that's that black pickup truck. Yeah. Nah, Kev got it. You know, in my head, I'm like, nah, you know, Grandpa, Kev, you take Grandpa's truck?
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, Kev got it.
I don't know why you thought that shit.
This thing, I got out the car, walking up.
I seen the door, the screen door just fly open. You know your door. You know how y'all door was. It slowed down. Like if you opened it too fast, it smacked.
Flat.
It smacked the door.
It was like a house in South Central LA.
So, came out. All I heard was, I'm getting there. I seen the door fly.
Wait, what did Sean do when you walked up?
Bitch ass nigga. So we walked. Your brother slid to the side. So I'm walking up. I'm all high, drunk. I'm like what? 12, 13?
I was like 13, 14.
I was like 13, 14, yeah. Walking up high and drunk. Your brother slid to the side. All I heard was, boy. But I heard boy, and then I remember waking up. I don't remember nothing that I heard grandma say, all right, Timmy, that's enough. That's enough. Nigga, grandma, fuck that. Boy, think he grown. I'm like, damn, I'm asleep. I'm like, yo.
He knocked this nigga out.
But then next week, I went back over there. Because grandpa felt bad. He didn't mean to hit me that hard. That's the only time I ever been knocked out. Grandpa knocked me out. But I went back over there the following week.
What grandma say?
Grandma like, got my husband all upset. I'm going to drive. Timmy, pull over. Grandpa was like speeding this shit. Like, so next weekend, I go back over there. I walk in the crib. His dad, like, he had his head down. He playing a game. I'm like, what up, Unc? Went over there, shook his hand. He looked at me. You know your dad laugh hard. He started doing this shit. He started dying. I said, man, fuck you, dog. It's all good. All right. He's laughing at me. He said, you grandpa put you to sleep. I said, yeah.
I'm a vindictive asshole, man. He'll snitch on you real quick. Uncle snitch on you real quick, get you in some shit. But nah, you
shout out to Wills, man.
Yeah, Wills right there, man.
Calling Will, Uncle Wills.
Uncle Wills.
But nah.
That shit was crazy. Grandpa did definitely knock you out. That was wild. That was wild, man. Yeah. Ah, man, you know.
I think that's why he never really hit me like that again. Because it scared him. Because, like, yo, I was asleep. Like, no, y'all, like, no. All jokes aside, all I heard was boy, and then everything went black. And then I heard he was, like, grabbing me, and grandma was, like, grabbing him. Mm-hmm. So like I'm on the ground just getting grabbed from different directions, but I'm not all the way back yet.
Yeah.
Then grandma was like, get up. And I went to get up, but grandma was holding me. I couldn't walk. They threw me back in the truck and riding in. It's blurry. Like I just see the road in lines. Like grandpa put me.
And that's when that nigga was stocky too.
Yeah, that's when he's stocky.
Tight ass leather jacket.
Yo, yeah. I used to be like, yo, how this nigga never
I heard a leather stretch, nigga. That's how tight his jacket used to be. Yeah. When he threw that hook, it was like, boom.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. The fact that he wore that shit, that shit never tore, never ripped. That shit was two sizes small. I used to be like, yo, that shit looks so small. Man, Pop and Uncle Tony, man, he used to be stocky as shit.
Yeah.
I used to be scared. Yo, Grandpa, he say something. Yeah. All right, Pop. Like, nigga, I ain't never. After he got knocked out, nigga, I never.
Yeah.
Never. I ain't want no smoke, yo. I ain't gonna lie to you. I never got hit by Pop.
Nigga, you want to get hit, period.
All right, don't do that. I got hit. Stop. Oh, wait. Hey, yo, Pop. But come on. I got my fair share.
You got Pop. Like, you might got, like, it to the back of the head.
Well, I ain't never.
This nigga be like.
One time,
you was about to get fucked up for acting. I'll never forget. My mom's like, I ain't even hit you yet. Get your bitch ass up. She said it just like that. She said, you a fucking punk. Get up.
Hey, nigga.
Yo,
hey, up. Quintino, you need an actor? You got me, nigga.
I mean, I'm thinking, because I'm like, oh, she's like, my mom on one. Mm. So I'm like, she get like that with me. So I'm like, oh, it's about he. Tomorrow I can't take that. I'm like, he can't take it. I ain't gonna lie. It's different with Dawn. Because it's like, if you shelter up or you try to cover, she hits you again.
Yeah.
It's like she wants you to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
I think it's because of our dads. But, man, all I heard was a smack. And then he's like, ah. She's like, I ain't even fight.
I ain't sound like that.
I can't reenact that. All right,
but nigga, that's crazy.
Nah, but you did the little fake ass, little pout joint, bro.
Of course. Exactly. You got to sell it.
But she was like, you little fucking punk. I ain't even hit you yet. Get up.
Bro, you know who's
up. You know who's up.
My mom. No, bust up. But you know what's crazy?
You but know, I'm just saying.
But you know what's crazy? You know who told me how to sell? Shout out Uncle Wayne. Uncle Wayne straight told me. He was like, yo, anytime your mom beat you, act like you dying. I said, where? He was like, no, you won't get beat no more if you act like. So ever since he told me that,
nigga. Bring all that turkey.
That nigga, I listen to him because you know that
he
nigga
can't do nothing without crying now.
Hey, I know. Hey, everything dramatic.
I just want to say
I love everybody in this room. That nigga start crying and then he starts singing. All right, shut up, Oak. We're not going to do it like that. Little Uncle Wayne, you know, he just a wild nigga. I want my shoes back.
You never getting them back.
You never getting them back.
Can't say it. Can't
say it. I'm like, you was so
Can't say the nigga, they pulled up the Joneses. He looked, he's like, yeah, it's that Uncle Wayne. He said, yeah, Uncle Wayne came up bopping with his walk. He said, I shook his head, looked down. Nigga had my humor zoom. He said, yo, and I know they're too big. He said, I know he had paper in him. He said, yeah, nephew, I'll bring him back when I'm back. He said, yo. He said, nigga had my humor zoom.
He stole this nigga's birthday money.
Yeah, he did.
Yo, I remember Eric was, yo, you know how Eric, when he get mad, he said, he started doing all that, his head down. Nigga like, man, cuz I don't know where my birthday money went. This nigga Uncle Wayne.
Yeah, man.
He went.
I ain't know better, man. I
don't bring none around him, yo. They used to be like, yo, cousin, they used to be like, yo, bring your game. No. Listen, Uncle Wayne was I love
shout
him.
Shout out Uncle Wayne.
Uncle Wayne, I love him to death, but you bring something around him, you might not get it back. So, nah, that's crazy, though. That's crazy as hell. Listen. All I know is, bro, I had my fair share of beats. Don't act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was some little... I had my fair share. I just knew how to act. And where you... this nigga was stupid. This nigga be like, that ain't hurt. Why would you say that? So then she can hit you harder?
You ain't get...
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Nah, she used to get put, yo. It's getting so bad. Nah, niggas start crying for him.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it real.
I remember I had to bring covers outside. She talking about, I'm stupid, I'm sorry. covers outside.
Nah, but I'm gonna keep it real, though. Like, on a serious note, it's crazy.
It's tough love, though.
Nah, it's crazy that my grandpa was in a situation. My dad's dad was in a situation he in. But one day he asked me, bro, he was like, you love your other grandpa more than me? Like, I said, yeah.
Wow.
But I was a kid.
Yeah.
But only memories I had was getting beat, bro. That's why I hated Rosenheim.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I used to get beat 3 times for shit. Like, grandpa here would find out. He would hit me. Mom would hit me. And then I get sent to Rosenheim and get beat again. Nigga, I get 3 whippings. That's why I built the tolerance. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. All it is a punch or a smack or a belt.
Yeah, it got to a point where he'd stop caring. He would do shit, but like,
when mom started making me read the dictionary, I got my shit together.
I'm like, why is this nigga in the living room reading the dictionary?
Middle of summer.
Nah, she was to get me. Was when, cause you know I would always play the game. She like go stare at the wall for an hour. That's the most miserable. She like stare at the wall for hours. I'm like, oh my god, dog, I'm gonna die. Like, yo, that's
yo,
the most.
Yo, like, I'm taking your game, but mom. He's going with my mom.
Yo, she can take air. Yo, she can take.
She's gonna get this nigga. She be like, I ain't buying no beefing back. Even
a all right, stop lying. He lying. Yo, stop potting. Stop potting, bro.
Keep it real, bro.
Oh, beef him at your wild.
Keep it real. Packing glizzies and niggas giving me.
Whoa. Come on, bro. You
I didn't import beef.
You knew we raised on hot dogs. Oodles and noodles.
Yeah,
she used to chop the hot dogs up in oodles and noodles.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
Come on, we were great. Time out. Don't act like that. Because we were beefing Mac kids to the core.
Yeah, but I wasn't crying over not getting no beef at my game yet.
She ain't crying. No. You wouldn't cry. She would threaten you with that.
Oh,
well. She'd be like, "Oh, I'm not buying no beef, no, and lunch money for school."
Nah, that used to be it.
Yeah. She used to threaten this nigga with food in his game.
First of all, that's it. That's because
that's the only thing.
First
that
of all, because I, yo, I
let's
first,
keep it real. Let's keep it a stack. Yeah,
You right.
I remember we was all dropped. Was me, you, Jay, and Kev. We was coming from the gym, and the new Burger King over there.
Here we go. Yo, why is the story always told, bro? Yo, Kev, yo.
Kev Burger King over there. Yo. Kev's like, yo.
Kev swerved. I remember Kev swerved. He's like, nigga, did you just get happy about Burger King?
Why yo, this story always
we was,
told,
I ne- yo, we was, yo, shout out to the milk van, yo. Mm-hmm. We was riding, we was in the kid milk van, in the kid.
Oh, they just keep bringing up
made
old this, shit.
We
man.
Made him go to the gym. We riding, right? So we literally passing Burger King. So Juwan started moving in the seat. He's like, yo.
Grand opening.
He said, yo. They built a Burger King. Kev swerved. Kev said, you just came from the fucking gym talking about I say, yo, shit. Y'all forgot about that, yo.
But he used to be a dickhead. He'd be like, did y'all eat? He's like, nah, so we about to pass the fast food. Like, yeah, we about to go eat. He's like, oh, all right, I said, ate before I got. I said, yo, this nigga's an ass. Yo,
we had, should we talk about Kev?
Yeah, we had one of the most diabolical, the most loving, tough love uncles. Because that nigga, I remember Christmas, we used to be like, we get gifts from everybody. Kev be like, we used to go to Kev, like, yo, what you get? Frank, get your shit. What you mean? He was like, I can get y'all nothing. But then he would get his stuff, and then we did get
niggas
his stuff.
Give us socks.
Socks.
NBA players. Nigga, I got Kenny Smith. Fucking socks, nigga. Kenny Smith socks.
I got Horace Gray. He got Kenny Smith. And Jay, I forget who he
didn't get good players. Like, come on, nigga.
He gave me Horace Gray socks. He gave me Horace Gray. That nigga is diabolical. Hold on.
Kev was so fucked up, right? Like that. Like, we'll be riding. Yo, he really would do that. Like, we'll be riding. He'd be like, yo, y'all eat? And we'll be like, nah. He'd be like, all right, well, y'all should have ate.
Like, what? Like,
to the point where he'll play my game. So, and nigga, he'll ask me, like, I'll just be driving, just me and him. He's like, you eat? I was like, nah. He's like, do you want something? He's like, I was like, nah. Because I know you're going to bullshit and tell me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't going. But yo, I was really going to take you to get
the
something.
The wildest shit was, and you know, I'm appreciative of it because everybody need an uncle that got that toughness on you, especially when us two ain't had dads. So Ken was pretty much like our slash dad slash big brother, in a sense. Big brother more.
Man, that nigga was a dickhead.
But I remember being.
He made your skin pulse. He made your skin tough.
Yeah. So, I remember this was the piss we always went. Me and E, grandma was going to buy us a court. Because, you know, we had to always go to our shout out boy, Orlando Aramis, down the street. Hey, yo, we used to always have to go there and play basketball. So, grandma, like, you know what? I'm going to get y'all one thing. I ain't going to always leave. We like, hater, yo, me and E was hype. We like, let's go, da-da.
Worst thing we could do was tell this nigga.
We tell this nigga, he like, nah, that ain't happening. Yeah. What you mean? What? He was like, nah, I'm not letting y'all get one here. I said, nigga, this ain't your house. I said, this is my grandparents' house. All right, watch this. He went there and said, grandma, you ain't know the little niggas down the street be doing this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God. So grandma was like, yeah, sorry, baby. I ain't know that everybody, y'all gonna have everybody in the neighborhood. Nah, I'm not, I can't do that. I'm like, oh, my God. He laughing and shit. I told you, bitch. I'm like, all right, I'm going to lay in your bed and fart later.
But it got to the point where you stopped taking that nigga serious.
Y'all, for real, it got to the point because you knew he was going to do some.
He'd be like, don't get two bowls of cereal. Nigga, watch me.
Word.
Nigga, you going to get a second bowl. I told you not to get another second bowl.
I remember, yo, funny story. I'll never forget he dug
still
me.
Still got my bowl.
Still
got my bowl.
I never forget.
You ain't paying for it. Even like that, Jake, like, you ain't paying for this cereal.
I'll never forget, right? He dunked, Kev dunked you in the kitchen.
I remember that.
Because he was being fat. He said, you fat bitch, you already ate. So Jay got this day, I guess he was feeling something. Yeah. Man, shut up. Like, he talking crazy. He said, what? All I know is, Kev picked this nigga up, slammed him on the ground. He couldn't breathe and shit. He like, oh. So grandma, oh, why you slam my baby? You know how grandma is. Yeah. Or whatever. Kev like, nah, bitch ass, fat ass nigga. Nah,
you remember.
Yo.
Yeah,
remember
when this
nigga
snapped?
Yeah, got another one.
Remember this nigga snapped? Cause you forgot to put a towel on his bed.
Oh, oh my God!
This nigga stink.
Nah, I kind of feel like you was wild. Like, you be sitting on somebody's bed really fart.
Oh, yeah, I'm
front of the pillow.
Right on the pillow. I would do it to him on purpose. Because he used to bully shit at me. So my only get back was, I'm a fart, and then when grandma get here, I'm going to stay next to grandma the whole day. Because you ain't going through shit. And grandma next to me. You can't catch me, bitch. Fuck you.
Nah, one time, like, a lot. You know, Kev had on them white DVDs. Woo! So this is when I first found out about Pinky.
H Street Latinas.
So I used to come home. So I used to come home. I had to time it down pat. I had about 20 minutes for Grandpa got home, and then about 35, 40 for Kev.
Yeah.
So I'm going there, you know what I mean? Get money. So, yeah, I mean, do my thing, whatever, but I just always forget. I still forget napkins in the morning.
Yo, you're wild. So, no, I would never do that. That's wild.
I do my thing, whatever. One time, Nick came home early, so I ran out the room when their grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Me and Grandpa chopping it up. Grandpa, like, you come to the gym. You know, I used to go to the gym and play basketball, but yeah. I didn't know which one worked out. I really went to get cookies from the vending machine, but so Kev go in the room. I hear you take your shoes off, whatever, little tussle, whatever. Next thing you know, he stopped. The door just flings open. So I'm sitting there with Grandpa. I'm still talking to Grandpa. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. If I find another fucking hard napkin in my room, I'm fucking you up. Grandpa's like, whoa, Kevin. He's like, nah, Dad. Why, you leave a hard napkin. So Grandpa didn't think about it for a second. So Grandpa thought about it. He said, oh, son, come on, man. He said, come on, you can't be doing that.
I used to do that too. So when he used to let me stay in his room to go to sleep, you know, he used to set shit up for nigga.
Yeah, he really used to. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I got a story too.
He set shit up for me, you know, so, but I got comfortable. I got too comfortable. I'm like, yo, this is the perfect time to beat up right now. Man, get my phone set here, you know, not go to sleep. That's the best sleep hour. Wake up. But I got hella napkins on the side of the bed, yo. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo, I got the perfect story, and I ain't gonna say his name.
Great. Niggas used to get money in Kev's room. It's wild.
So, hold on. Kev had the first PS3. I swore he was the first one out of everybody out here to have one. When they first dropped that first, you know, the first one. So, you know, that was the first one that had the web browser. Yeah. So, I remember I was in his room. This is when I'm like 12.
That's when X.
Yep. Like, yeah. So, I was on that joint. Spank I didn't wire. Even know what I was doing. I was, you know what I'm saying?
PlayStation there blowing hard.
That shit. So, I'm in there. I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? So, boy, I hear him and, you know, his shawty at the time pull up. I said, oh, shit. So, I turned the TV off. I forgot to turn the game off, right? So, but I hit the home button, but I forgot to turn the game off. So, but, you know, Kay used to watch the movies on the websites. Him and his shawty get in there. All I hear is, why you got this on your TV? I'm in the room like, I'm playing with my shit, my toys and shit, whatever game. He's like, hold on. She's snapping. He's like, hold on. John! I said, yo, what's up? He like, was you in my room? I said, nah, why would I be in your room? It's locked.
Nigga knew it was Prince.
Hold on.
Ass Prince. Hold on.
Nigga smell the controller.
That's what he said. He said, nigga, I smell you. I said, oh, shit. Right? So, the nigga, yo, so she's snapping at him and shit. I'm like, nah, I wasn't in there. He like, I know you was in my room. I said, your door was like, how I get in there? You know, Ken, you can just get a penny. So he was like, I know you was in there. Your door was locked. How was it in there? I'm playing stupid as shit. I'm trying to withhold him smacking me until I know somebody walking out.
Yeah.
So that I could, he trying to come at me. So Grandma walks in the house. She like, oh my God, Kevin, what is it now? He was in my room watching some nasty shit. I said, Grandma, I don't even know nothing about that. I said, Grandma, come on.
No,
Grandma, but this is what I said Grandma ruined. Grandma is the real one. Because Grandma knew, but she still took my side. But then after, Grandma was like, Jawan, you was in there watching some that shit, wasn't you? I'm like, maybe. But, like, she looked, you know what I'm saying?
I'm the reason we weren't allowed in that nigga room no more. So I was in that nigga room fucking with shit, right? So, you know, he used to hide his controllers.
Yeah.
So I knew a couple hot spots. So one time in the hot spot, I found some weed. So I opened the box, whatever. Grandma walked in on me opening the box in the room. She said, boy, what you doing? I said, it's Kevin's. I said, it's Kevin's. Yeah. She said, Wait, what you mean that's Kevin's? I thought she didn't even really see it at the moment.
Yeah.
She said, why are you going through your uncle's stuff? I said, nah, I'm looking for the controller. So she looked and seen it was like some weed. Like, it went a little bit. It was like some weed. She said, back at it again. I said, yeah, grandma, hey, mom.
Snitch on that nigga real
quick. He came home. Man, that nigga, I think I got dumped again that day. Because he said something. And he was like, grandma, what you talking about? Grandma was like, yeah, you back at it. You back at it. You doing back on your bullshit. This is whatever. He said, you in my fucking room. I'm like, man, I'm trying to play a game. Man, what you want me to do?
You know what's crazy is that he used to hide the controllers. And I used to know where they were, but I always picked the one he didn't want it to use because I know it would make him mad. And, it's, and you know, I mean,
but it was so stupid. It was so stupid because all we had to do was bring our controller,
Over and link it to his game. Yeah.
We wanted because he had games like we would have games. He would have games,
but he would buy like
we'd buy a new shit before we could get it.
We could get it, yeah.
But all we had to do was bring our controller. And, well, we steady looking for this nigga's controller.
That's like, how I fell in love with like Assassin's Creed, all those games, because he was the only person I knew that had it. So I would go over there. He got Assassin's Creed. He got all the new shit. I'm like, I'm gonna come over here and run it up. I used to get so mad when he used to just randomly pop back up in the crib. Like, he left. I'm like, he looked like he going out. He dressed, and he popped back up in the crib and catch me. I'm like, oh, my God. He covered the room. He'd be like, nigga, I told you about beating on my shit. Get out. I'm like,
I remember y'all niggas left me for dead. I just get there, nigga.
I know exactly.
I just got there. I see y'all in the room.
Everybody run.
Why won't you run?
Cause nigga, I'm like, y'all ain't give me no talk. Y'all just, we gotta get out of here. I said, why? This nigga's coming. I hear this nigga coming out the door.
You don't ask why. You just run.
When you see niggas running,
at that
you
point,
just
I'm
run.
Like, as soon as I get out the door, he gonna see me. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I just got it. I'm chilling. I got the controller in my hand. Yep. This nigga look at me. He like, I know you went in here. I'm like, yeah, I get in trouble.
Tell him,
I'm not getting my ass whooped for y'all niggas.
Eric was such a snitch, yo.
And they'll just look at me like, what they do? I was like,
This nigga wonder about why can I come?
You gonna tell, nigga.
That's why you can't come. Wait till we get back.
Yo.
Maybe, how you get that? Don't worry about it, cuz.
Oh, man. Those are good old days, man. Good old days. Tough love, though. Tough love. I ain't gonna lie, yo. That shit used to be funny as hell. That shit be funny as hell, man. But nah, man. Oh boy, I sure realized how much we getting older because, damn, it's crazy. Like I remember all those times, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I remember this nigga was like, I used to be like, yo, Kev, when you gonna have a kid? This nigga said, I'm dealing with y'all. I'm never have kids. I'm like, I don't even like y'all. Like, oh, fuck you. Yeah,
yo, he really used to say that too. Yo,
I swear, like you wake up. You wake up in the morning on the weekend, and you know, grandma cooking some food. Grandma used to cook on the weekend.
Yeah.
Or grandpa would cook the same shit he always cooked. But you wake up kind of excited. Like, oh, I smell biscuits.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I wake up, open my eyes, somebody smacked me back in my head. Good morning, fat ass.
Like, damn, bro, I just woke up. You go in the kitchen, you eating your breakfast grandma made for you. He looking at, he all over you. Like, yo, he used to stand over you like he was in jail. Crazy. Like, you know, he used to be like, you gonna eat all that?
One day I went in my room. I went in the room. I shut the door, was pacing back and forth. I was really about to fight Kev. I won a second. He told me I couldn't get nuggets. Tamara had to eat. Nigga, I walked in my room. I was like, yo, if I lose, I lose. But this nigga got to learn today.
Nah, I think we all came to that breaking point. Because he used to fuck with me. Like,
I remember that one time.
I ain't gonna lie, I appreciate it, though, because I needed that. Because I was so sensitive. You know me.
I ain't gonna lie. You remember
I
that
was sensitive
time?
As hell,
yo,
nigga.
I tried. He punched me hard as shit, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't breathe. Remember we was at the house?
Nigga did it to me too.
I kept, you know, because my biggest move with that nigga, I kick you in your shit. So I did it. He said, you bitch. And he punched me so hard in my chest. I thought I had an asthma attack. I said, oh, God. He's like, I ain't mean to hit you that hard. I started tearing up like
that. I remember that day y'all was rumbling at the house. You punched him in the nuts.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be bad.
Yeah, like, I pushed you.
I thought I was going to have to jump in that one because you really punched that nigga like hard.
Pushed you right in.
I was like, bro.
But it's crazy. He the one who taught me how to do it. He like, yo, motherfucker, you know is quicker than you. I can outbox you or whatever, outbully you, anything.
punch a nigga in his dick. That's what he told me. So I can't. That's my uncle. This nigga's hand's sharp. He faster than me. This nigga's crazy. I can't beat this nigga. Punch him in your dick. I mean, pause. But I mean, it is what it is. Nah, so
you know what the scariest moment of my life? When I fought my dad.
Oh my god, that was crazy.
Yo, I fought that nigga.
Yo, he beat this nigga so bad. Yo.
That nigga, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, he beat this nigga so bad.
That nigga didn't blink, bro.
That nigga beat this nigga
Eric, so. We rumbled for like 2-3 minutes. He ain't blinked for 2-3 minutes. I said, yo, this nigga's really crazy. Like, I got to the point, I'm like, yo, you know I'm still your son, right? Like, yeah.
Bro, he beat Jay the fuck up. That was crazy. That's when I was like, damn, bro.
I slipped that nigga. That nigga eyes got wide. Yeah. He smiled. I'm like, because when I slammed him, though, it started downstairs. Like, he was just being Bill, man.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take it. I snapped. And he said something wild to me. And, you know, he looked at me. I mean, so I took advantage. I slammed him. He hit his head on the wall, though. You know, we had cinder block walls. So he hit his head. He had a knot on his shit. So he started laughing. I said, he ain't letting that go. So he's like, all right. So we stood up. He said, put the gloves on. I said, nah. I said, nah.
Nah, I'm good.
So he was like, nah, put the gloves on. So we boxed him a little bit. It was so pretty that I stopped remembering that I'm really fighting him right now. It was pretty, so he like slipped it, and then when I'm like, damn, look, a bow. I said, oh.
You admire the nigga moves, and they fuck you up.
So it stopped there. My mom's like, all right, that's enough. So mom broke that one up. Yeah. Then the second time was the time it happened upstairs, and that's when I was like, yo, he's really crazy. Like,
yeah.
Yo, he didn't blink. Like, when you rumble, like, we was rumbling, and he just looking at me like this and cheesing.
Now, you know, one thing I used to be appreciative to, this is why I say mom is the mom is really the ultimate mom. When we was younger, mom used to make us like she used to put the gloves on, be like, all right, let's go. I used to be like, nigga, I'm not boxing my mom.
Yeah, I remember that.
But when she started swinging, like, all right, bro, hold on.
It's heavy-handed.
Yo, like,
but she's
like,
crazy, too. That's why
I stopped messing with her. Because she used to really start hitting you and stuff.
I remember when mom was kickboxing. I think that's the last time I got beat. She punched me and kicked me so hard, yo. Like, this when she was going to the Y, yeah, that kickboxing.
Yeah,
yo, when I mean she ripped me, like, I said something. She asked me a question, I gave her an answer. I forget what it was, but she hit me so hard, like, I gasped for air.
Yeah,
and she's like, it was like, boo, boo. I was like, then she know a leg kick came. Ah.
I'm ungrateful, spiteful. Ah,
yo, I couldn't move. I think that was the last time I got beat. Then, like I said, after that, it was, all right, you gonna do schoolwork. And then that's when I stopped getting in trouble.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, though, because I used to be like a normal kid. I didn't want to read in front of nobody. Everything. Too cool. I used to volunteer. Hey, like, somebody want to read me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had got good at every words and shit, like, you know what I mean? Because I had a dictionary.
Yo, it was crazy. Mom put you in some uncomfortable. I remember I was 14. Mom was like, yo, I ain't going to your doctor appointments no more. I said, wait, what? I said, what do I say? Like, what do I do? She like, you can go in there and talk for yourself. But I was 14 going in there to my neuro doctor for my seizures and shit. And she was making me go in there, and I had to speak for myself, tell them how I feel and all that. But I appreciate that, because now I can go anywhere from my own. You know what I'm saying? As you get older, you appreciate that. But at the time, I'm like, yo, mom, wild as hell. How she going to send me in here by myself? Lady looking at me all crazy, like, where your mom at? All types of shit. And I'm in there, but then I realize when you get older, now you got to put people in there.
Yeah, you know, I respect it. Yeah, one time I did one of them. I'm going to live with my dad.
Woo!
She said, word, yo.
I remember
dad,
that.
My dad was staying in Malaga, near, no, Franklin, well, Newfield,
Malaga. Newfield, yeah.
We was staying over there in Orchard at the time. She's like, all right, grab one outfit. So I grabbed one outfit. My, it's cold as shit outside. She's like, you ain't gonna grab no jacket? I'm like, nah, I'm going to my dad's house. Pull up, see the car, he ain't there. I go to knock on the door, nobody there. I'm like, oh, shit. I ain't got no phone or nothing. She took my phone, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, so this is what it feels like, huh? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm like,
this is life.
I'm like, whoa. So my dad always kept, he had the other cars in the back. So I went in the car, grabbed one of his jackets out the back. It was cold. Like, I'm sitting in the car like, oh, it's really brick out here. Like, I can't call my mom back, nothing. I walked across the street. Darnell was living two houses to the right at the time. So I knock on the door. Darnell, like, what you doing here? It was him and 18 here. I'm like, yo, I need a ride to where my dad be at. He said, what you mean you need a ride where your dad be at? And he looking at my fit. I had like a tracksuit on, some Vans and a leather jacket. So he like, yo, like, what's... He looking me up and down. I'm like, nigga, I gotta get to my dad. Get to my dad now. I had these niggas drop me off the track. Knock on the door. They answer the door all crazy. Like, what you doing here, boy? I'm like, Mom kicked me out. Told him to come live with you. He said, why you do that? I said, oh, man. I said, what you mean why I do that? Nigga, you my dad. He like, why you got my jacket on? I said, it was cold. I was sitting outside. He started laughing at me. I said, what type of dad are you? Like, I'm like, yo.
I remember the time I tried that. She sent me to Camden. Oh. I went to stay at my grandma's, man. I'm like, I'm good, man. My grandma gonna let me out. My grandma, I went there, bro.
You get two days, bro.
I slept in that room, bro. I heard the mice. I seen like the bug, like, cause you know you're in a city, so it's nothing you can really do. Like, people name all your neighbors.
You could
dirt.
Be clean, but your neighbor,
your
might
neighbors
be
is dirt. So I'm like, yo, and then I'm here people all night. I'm from the suburbs. I'm not used to this. Like, I go out there and I'll be cool, you know, staying there for like a day or two. But nigga, this being my life now, I said nah. So then I'm in there, right? And this is what really messed me up was my grandma was like, she was like, yeah, so you gonna have to go to the laundromat to wash your clothes. I said, what? She said, the laundromat down on 5th Street. I said, ain't 5th Street where all the niggas be at? She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. I called my mom. I said, Ma, I'm sorry. Straight up, because I was like, yo, that wasn't me. And it's crazy. If she sent me there, she didn't send me to my dad's. Because I went there. I ain't going to lie. If I went there, nigga, he was dating old shorty at the time. She would take my pictures down and shit. I'm like, yeah, that would have been even worse. So I ain't want to go there. So she sent me to Camden because Camden really, that shit humbled me. That's where, if you want to go somewhere, go there. You'll be humbled, definitely.
Nah, when my dad moved to Millville and I got a little older and I saw myself going around, staying there. That right there showed me that I ain't want to be a street nigga.
Word up.
I'm like, damn, dad's cold. He's like, I just turned the oven on. I said, just turned the oven on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I walked through the kitchen, the oven heating the house. I said, whoa. He said, son, listen, this, you know what I mean? This is what we doing. He said, when I go across town, we go over there and take a shower over Shorty Cribs. Like, this ain't your house? I said, Junior, come on. I'm like, where you got me at right now? Like, what you talking about? He said, nah, I wouldn't bring you nowhere you ain't good at, but, you know, we gonna sleep across town. But so I basically was in a bando. I'm like, dad, why you got me in the band though? He's like, this is where I be at. You want to hang with me? This is where we going to be at. So, you know, I was liking it though because we was eating. This one tasting the island was open. We go to Jamaican spot. We go to the pizzeria joint. We eating good. The next, you know, he's like, all right, survival pack, son. I'm like, what you talking about? He opened the cabinets, oodles and noodles, all this other shit. I'm like, dad, we ate tuna fish 2 days in a row. Nah, son, I ain't spending no money. How are you? $15? Nigga, you sound crack. You ain't got $15. Like, come on, nigga. I'm like, all right, you know what, bro?
Shit humbling, bro. Shit humbling. That's why I said,
but the last thing, and this is to younger people, like, y'all can fantasize that life, and I don't know why y'all want to, but like I said, bro, when you walk out the front door, and you feel like you in like intimate danger, as soon as you open the door, like it was times like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how people live like that. Like, when you walk out the door, like, one time, bro, got up in the morning, everybody was already, because it's like, everybody will migrate to the block.
Yeah.
So you would get up, and three of your cousins would already be sitting out there, you know what I mean, trapping, bullshitting, working out, doing push-ups, just whatever. So you come out in the crib, like, oh, it was good. So one day, nigga, I'm just coming out the crib, like, yawning still. Dude, get behind the tree. I got behind the tree, car rolled by, they start cussing at each other, this and that, but it's like, just that fast, bro. Yeah. Early in the morning, something could happen. That's why I tell people, like, yo, y'all can have that. Like, that ain't no way to live, bro.
Yeah, that's when I knew my grandma, my dad, mom was a G. When, you know, she do what she do. And the young boy went in there and had them hurt my grandma, my grandpa, face flat on the ground, robbed him. Yeah. And the next day, she was back to it. I said, grandma, you are 70. And you right back to it. She got to get this money. I said, Yeah, I said, grandma, you know, I love you, dog.
But I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate the hustle instilled in me.
Yeah.
I do my
hustle in the legal way, the safe way. I'm not doing that because I'm like, yo, like, I ain't got that in me, man. I ain't got it.
Wake up in the morning, you sweating. You like, damn, my head woozy. Motherfuckers in there cooking up. You like, damn, man, like, I'm going to catch a contact. Like, what's going on? Like, you high with them.
That's like, what I said, I'll bro. Back in the room. Like I said, it's humbling, man. It's truly humbling. Like, so I say I'm appreciative. All the times, you know, people go through stuff with their parents and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm appreciative of our mom, because, like, for real, I'm like, yo, it could have been worse. It could have been much worse. We had
They kept us like that. Like,
yeah.
Well, we was all together all the time. This nigga was over every week. He lived. Yeah, this nigga had a bed, basically.
Damn, yep. Nigga eating on our waffles and shit.
I used to see everything beat up. Beat off in everybody room. Yo, I was living like a 10.
Yo, he's a villain, bro. He used to be so annoying. You knew he was doing some shit because you just hear that him walking and like late as hell at night going to the bathroom. I already know what he was doing.
I already beat off, so I got pissed out there.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, we did your computer dirty.
What?
Oh, yo, yeah, hella viruses.
I used to go. Oh,
I remember it wouldn't even turn on at one point. As soon as you turn it on, like do virus.
Yo, I remember mommy caught this. He was leaning back in a chair. Yo, I had that old wooden chair. Yo, bro was leaning back getting money, right?
What's crazy is back then, you know, it was a wooden chair. It didn't have no give. So I pushed my legs.
Mommy walked in. You nasty motherfucker.
Yo, E. The chair didn't lean back, so I put my feet against the desk and pushed it back far enough where I could get comfortable. Man, yeah. I'm in there getting money. My mom came home. Here come in the house. I had that joint turned all the way up. We were spanking my door.
And then we had the little speakers too.
I thought I was there.
Yo, my computer had so many viruses, yo. Oh my gosh.
Oh, then when you got that iPod, it was over.
It was I appreciate you taking that fall for me that day. When I got caught up.
You tell on me, but I took a fall for you.
Yeah. And this was this. You big brother, so you're supposed to do your job.
Let me tell you about this. So I got a joint over the crib. I snuck over the crib.
We already talked about this on the last pod.
We talked about it?
Yeah, where I told on you. Yes. And I'll do it again if I had to. But I appreciate you because that one day, Bob Dukes went on the
iPod.
Yeah, and she typed in Boscov's or no, it was J.C. Penney.
That shit said Big Booty Latina.
It said J.C. Penney's. And that shit said Big Booty Latina, Big Black Booty, Big. All this shit popped up. I said, oh my God. Mom Dukes was like, yo, what's this? And Jay was like, oh, Mom, that was me. You don't need to be looking at that too. But she left
alone. You're doing that on your brother's day. I'm like, maybe.
you was doing it on my laptop and shit. I mean, computer. But nah, like it was. You looked me up that day for real. Like, cause that boy, Mom Deuce was mad about that. Cause that was brand new iPod too. I remember my shit got stolen too. I think Wayne stole that shit. My first one had a black one. Mommy had that. How big housewarming. When she got the house party, bro, Wayne was like, yo, man, put some music on. So I plugged it into the thing. The music randomly stopped playing at a certain time. I went to go get my iPod. It was gone. God damn, he got me again. God damn. So, but nah, man, shout out to the fan, man. We got a lot of memories. I want to end it with this story, though. I was telling E earlier. It's humbling shit. Funny, but humbling. So I was in North Philly. I'm not gonna say the Wawa. This is a homeless dude, and I don't want him to. You know what I'm saying? They live, you know, like in the little wooded area near it or whatever. It was in North Philly, and I felt bad because he came up to me, and I ain't gonna lie, how it started was crazy. He was eating. He had like a bag of chicken, like some ground fried chicken. He was like, "You want some chicken, young boy?" I said, "Nah." He said, "You don't want no chicken." I said,
"Shit,
all right, you a junkie, bitch." I might fuck you up for that. But anyways, I left it alone. I said, "Nah, bro, I'm good." It was fucked up because I said, damn, you gonna do me like that? You old junkie, you gonna make fun of. So I said, you know what, it's cool. So nah, so we talking whatever. He like, yeah, man, I used to drive trucks. I'm like, you know, I'm like, all junk, you know, all a lot of times junkie, you know, homeless or people that, you know, got addictions and shit, they just start saying shit because it resonates with you. Trying to get to ask you for money. Dude was like, nah, you know, I used to drive for this company. I had a contract on my own truck. I used to have this type of peak 5 7. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, he's naming shit about his truck. I'm like, this nigga really drove trucks. Cause certain shit he said, I only knew. Yeah, I said only a trucker would know. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm talking to him. And he had a trucker hat on. So he old head, he probably like black dude, his name is Stan. And we talking. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, da da, like, you know, I'm not even from Philly. He's like, I'm from down south, but my grandpa, he telling me his whole story. Grandma died, moved up here, his family, he moved out here, but was fucked up, abusing him and shit, him and his brothers and siblings. He said it fucked with him since he was a kid. So then he had years of addiction, but he still was driving trucks, but he had like this bet, you know.
He was fighting trauma.
Yeah. So, and the nigga, Stan was like, yo, man, you know, I lost the contract, whatever. And he was like, I just dabbled in this shit and I never got away from it. So then I'm like, damn, this nigga's like, I'm starting to feel bad. So I'm like, all right, you know, I always keep money on me on my wallet, you know, in case I break down something. So, you know, we talking, he's telling me, and I see he getting emotional. So he's like, I ain't seen my sister and brothers in years. I don't even know if they're alive. Mind you, he's in his 60s. I'm like, damn. So I'm like, yo, hun. He like, nah, what you give me that for, young? I said, man, take the money, man. He like, well, you gonna give me that? I'm probably just gonna use it to get some shit. I said, what you mean? Yeah, get food. He like, nah, I'm probably gonna fuck around, get high, keep the money, youngin. I said, I've never heard a junkie or a homeless person say that. So I was like, oh shit. So what I did was, I went to the store, I had $50 on me. I bought the nigga Central water bottles, water jugs, chips, 3-4 hoagies. Bought him mad shit. I brought it out to him. He said, dog, I told you I'm good, youngin. You ain't got. I said, bro, listen. I said, dog. I said, I don't know. I said, usually I don't know if y'all lying or telling the truth, but I said, your story, how it resonated and how you looked and your tone and your body language. I said, bro, I believe you 100%.
All right, let me get my 20 back
then. Huh?
I said, let me get my 20 back
then. 20 back for what?
nah, that's real shit.
Nah, hey, so I, you know what I'm saying? I gave it to him. Now he was like, yo, youngin, just stay up. He said, yo. Just keep it going. I was like, yo, man, you know, yo, find, you know, there's still ways for you to, I told him, I said, yo, there's still ways for you to find your family, find out whatever. He like, man, it is what it is. I didn't walk my path already. I said, damn, bro. I got in the truck. I almost teared up because I'm like, dog, like, we always pass these, you know, especially in Philly or city areas and all that.
Some people, and it's sad. A lot of people you see on the street and shit like that. Some of them once was somebody.
Yeah, it was once somebody. Yeah. It's always...
They're somebody now. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not, but life shit happens. They might have lost their kid and lost everything. Like, yeah.
Bro, like, shit. It made me humble to where I was like, damn, everyone got a story of how they got there. No matter what it is, you got a story of how you got to that point. So, it can be trauma. It can be, you know... abuse, whatever it can be, you had, just like you said, lost a kid, you know, abandonment, like you were abandoned by, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different stories. When I heard that, I said, damn, like, where I used to look at a junkie and be like, that nigga tripping.
I mean, like, not, we ain't gonna put no names out there, but we all know somebody that was well off, their company moved, and if it wasn't for family to save them, they would have been in that situation.
Nah, you ain't lying about that. You ain't lying about that. That's why I said, like, yo, shit is humbling, man. The shit is humbling, you know. I hope, I told him, I was like, yo, I hope you do find your family. Stay like, man, I walk my path. I'm like, nah, bro, like, listen, hopefully.
Some people accept it, where their life
is. Yeah, what their life is. Like, it is what it is. I walk my path. I live my life. It is what it is. How it's going to go. So I felt bad. I felt terrible, nigga, like, straight up. I told dispatch, I don't even want to go to that Wawa no more. I said, because if I see him, I'm going to feel bad. Every time I go there, I'm going, if I see him, and then when I don't see him there, then I think something happened to him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I told one of the dispatchers I'm cool with, you know, everything. He said, that's crazy. I said, yeah, don't send me there anymore. He was like, for real? I said, dog. I told him straight. I said, from somewhere. I said, you can send me to a more fucked up Wawa. I don't care if it's in the hood, but don't send me there. Cause that shit going to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because one day I go there, I don't even see him there. I'm like, damn, where this, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I don't want no parts with that. So hopefully, you know, I wish the best for him. And I hope he find, you know, solitude and find his peoples and all that. And I hope everything good with him. But that shit humbled me, for real. That shit humbled me. But he did fuck me up, though. Because when he said that chicken shit, at first I was like, I'm about to be one of them dudes that smack a junk.
You know you wanted a chicken.
The chicken did look crispy. Yeah, yo. Oh, but nah, man, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go out on that note, man. And hey, we're going to catch y'all on the next episode. Y'all good? Y'all got anything else y'all want to say?
I'm about to get something to eat.
Yeah, feel the same. You good, cuz?
Good, man.
All right, man. We love y'all. We catch you on another one, man. Be safe. Be prosperous. And take care of yourself, man.
Peace. Pay your child support.
Yeah, that too.